हरे कृष्ण। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, यमुना तीर वनचारी, यमुना जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, यमुना तीर वनचारी, जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रयोजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद अभयचरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की, जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रवचकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद नमाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की, प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की, श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिर गोवर्धन की, वृंदावन धाम की, नवदीप धाम की, जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की, गंगा मैया की, यमुना मैया की, भक्ति देवी की, श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की, कलियुगपावन श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की, ताई गौर प्रेमानंदी समवेद भक्त वृंद की, समवेद भक्त वृंद श्री गुरु गौरांग की, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः, नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने, नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे, गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधा श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो वन चैप्टर 11 टेक्स्ट नंबर 25 नित्यं निरीक्षमाणानां या अपि द्वारक अवकसाम न पितृप्यन्ति हि दृशा श्रिया दामांगम अच्युतम नित्यं निरीक्षमाणानां यदपि द्वारकौकसां न तृप्यन्ति हि दृशा श्रियो धामाङ्गमच्युतम् नित्यं निरीक्षमाणानां यदपि द्वारकौकसां न तृप्यन्ति हि दृशा श्रियो धामाङ्गमच्युतम् नित्यं निरीक्षमाणानां यदपि द्वारकौकसां न तृप्यन्ति हि दृशा श्रियो धामाङ्गमच्युतम् to this nityam regularly always Nirikshamananam, of those who look at him, yet, although, api, in spite of, Dwaraka, Ukasam, the inhabitants of Dwaraka, na, never, vitrupyanti, satisfied, he, exactly, drisha, sight, Shriya, beauties, Dhamangam, the bodily reservoir, Achyutam, the infallible. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The inhabitants of Dwarka were regularly accustomed to look upon the reservoir of all beauty, the infallible Lord, yet they were never satiated. Purport. When the ladies of the city of Dwarka got up on the roofs of their palaces, they never thought that they had previously many times seen the beautiful body of the infallible Lord. This indicates that they had no satiation in desiring to see the Lord. Anything material seen for a number of times ultimately becomes unattractive by the law of satiation. The law of satiation acts materially, but there is no scope for it in the spiritual realm. The word infallible is significant here because although the Lord has mercifully descended on the earth, He is still infallible. The living entities are fallible because when they come in contact with the material world, they lack their spiritual identity, and thus the body materially obtained becomes subjected to birth, growth, transformation, situation, deterioration, and annihilation under the laws of nature. The Lord's body is not like that. He descends as He is and is never under the laws of material modes. His body is the source of everything that be, the reservoir of all beauties beyond our experience. No one therefore is satiated by seeing the transcendental body of the Lord because there are always manifestations of newer and newer beauties. The transcendental name, form, qualities, entourage, etc. are all spiritual manifestations. And there is no satiation in chanting the holy name of the Lord. There is no satiation in discussing the qualities of the Lord. And there is no limitation of the entourage of the Lord. He is the source of all and He is limitless. Hare Krishna. So, we are reading through this glorious first chapter, first canto. In fact, Srila Prabhupada, when he went to the West, he took this first canto in 3 volumes. Maybe somebody can take that, the children. When he went to the West, he took the first three volumes of first canto. And in fact, he got 200 sets of first canto, 3 volumes. And when he boarded the ship for to the West, Jaladuta, he actually anticipated his 200 sets from Cochin dockyard, because they were supposed to come there and Prabhupada was supposed to take them to the West. And Srila Prabhupada said that, "I am going to West. Actually, I am not going. I am just accompanying Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, Srimad Bhagavatam is going. Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different than Krishna. So Krishna in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam is going to the West. I am just accompanying Him. And because He is Krishna, the Supreme Lord, the victory is guaranteed." Prabhupada, even, you know, at the point of boarding Jaladuta, he knew that he'll be very successful in his preaching efforts. And thus Srila Prabhupada took first canto, and then we know the history, how he transformed the entire world. And I think we almost started this first canto almost a year ago. Now another 1 more or 2 more years it will take to complete first and second cantos. And these first and second cantos are considered as the lotus feet of the Lord. isn't it? So we'll be meditating on these lotus feet for quite some time, almost like 2 years now. So of course, it is instructed by Kapila Dev to Mother Dehuti in third canto. He says that Dhyayet Chiram Bhagavatas Charanaravindam. It is said that the blessed Lord Shiva becomes even more blessed when he takes the Ganga, the water emanating from the lotus feet of the Lord on his head. He becomes even more blessed. And also when the devotees, they meditate on these lotus feet for quite some time, very long period of time, then these two lotus feet act like thunderbolts on the sin stored in the devotee's mind. So therefore it is advised to meditate on these lotus feet of the Lord for quite some time, for a very long time. Dhyayet Chiram Bhagavatas Charanaravindam. Chiram means forever or very long period of time. So we will be meditating on the first and second cantos now. And His Holiness Radha Govinda Goswami Maharaj, he was about to give Bhagavad Sapta, and one person approached him. So he just said, Maharaj, I would like to hear from you. Maharaj said, what do you want to hear? He said, you can speak from 10th canto, Dashama Skanda se kuch boli. Maharaj said, do you know there are another more cantos than only 10th canto? There are 9 first cantos. Have you ever heard about them? No, I am hearing for the first time the first canto I am going to hear now. So that means people, they directly want to jump into the 10th canto where the Lord's intimate pastimes are there. And they think that they will be entertained and purified by hearing those pastimes. However, that is not the case. Then Maharaj says that these first 9 cantos are like powerful medicines. Because when someone is, you know, afflicted by so many diseases, then first he is supposed to clarify all those diseases and clear all those diseases. Only then he can actually release the feast which is awaiting in 10th canto. So therefore people think that aaj bharti aur kal chakravarti. As soon as they come into Krishna consciousness movement, they want to directly jump into Krishna's pastimes, and they think that they will attain everything. But that is not the case. One has to actually undergo the purification for almost like, you know, 9 cantos. When we go through, there is a thorough purification of the heart, and one can become, you know, free from all the anarthas. In fact, Srila Prabhupada said that when one completes first 9 cantos, when he studies scrutinizingly the first 9 cantos, by the end of 9th canto, Srila Prabhupada said he will be perfectly God-realized, self-realized. And if he is self-realized, then when he enters into 10th canto, naturally he will not see anything but Krishna in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the assurance given by Srila Prabhupada. So, there is a hope that we can also one day relish these pastimes. So first we will have to go through this purification. Once I was traveling in train, then I was sitting in my compartment and trying to read something. And I heard a vendor coming from distance. He was saying that, he was saying Hindi, he was saying, Shakkar se takkar, Shakkar se takkar. He was kept on saying, Shakkar se takkar. I was like, kya hai, Shakkar se takkar kya? When he came near towards where I was sitting, then he was actually holding a kind of basket of, and he was having glasses of what? Sugarcane juice. And he was trying to sell the customers that you drink this and you will be, you know, you will clash with, you know, some kind of a sugarcane mountain or sugar mountain, something like that. A very fine strategy to, you know, market, marketing strategy. He knew that how to actually attract the customer. So similarly, these verses, especially in this chapter, wherein Krishna is entering into Dwarka, there are so many such verses. The present verse and tomorrow's and day after tomorrow's, they are very, very attractive. Now, when we recited these verses in those days, it was very attractive to recite, and we wanted to remember these verses. As if one is splashed by the nectar or some spiritual emotions. So, now that Lord Krishna has, he has enthroned Yudhishthira Maharaj and he has made him the entire emperor of the entire world, and now he is quite satisfied, because the purpose of his coming is to establish dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge. So Krishna has come and he established dharma. In fact, Dharmaraj himself has become the emperor of the world. So Krishna is now very much satisfied. And after being satisfied, now he is going back to his hometown, Dwarka. And he is very happy to go there. And also devotees at Dwarka, they are very much anticipating his arrival. They are eagerly waiting for him. And on Sunday, we heard how Radha Gopinath Prabhu very elaborately explained the culture of Krishna consciousness and how the devotees at Dwarka, especially the ladies of Dwarka, how they were very eagerly awaiting Krishna's arrival and how they were very much eager to see Krishna. And today's verse is also a continuation of the same theme. And for ladies of Dwarka, it was not a ritual to look at Krishna. Now, sometimes we also come and we take darshan of their lordships. For us, basically it's like a ritual. Yeah, it is now 7:45, we have to come and take darshan. Yeah, as a duty we are supposed to do that. But for ladies of Dwarka, it was not ritual, but it was spiritual. They were actually seeing Krishna, because they were very eager to see Krishna. And it was festival for them, Mahotsavam. Prabhuji was explaining that. Tadikshanam Mahotsavam, the word. How it was not just an ordinary activity, but it was a festival for the eyes. Therefore, Netrotsava. So today is actually Snana Yatra. And actually today, Lord Jagannathji is bathed with so much of water, 108 pots of water. The well which is just beneath, and he is taken to that main altar right in front of everybody on the on the road. Jagannath Baldeva Subhadra are brought, and then he is bathed. And once he is bathed over there, then the same evening, today evening, they put Gajendra Vesha to Jagannath Baldeva Subhadra, and devotees come and take darshan. And because he is bathed with so much of water, he becomes kind of sick. Of course, it is a transcendental pastime. Lord enacts his pastime just to give pleasure to the devotees. So, out of affection for his devotees, he becomes sick. And for 15 days, he is taken to a solitary place and he is given all herbs and medicines. And in the meantime, he is given a lot of intimate services. Also, he becomes fully freshly painted, and then by the end of 15 days, for Rath Yatra, he becomes ready. That day it is like a Netrotsava for devotees. They come and they actually see the Lord, because it's a festival for the eyes. They want to behold the beauty of the Lord, because now he has become once again more beautiful than ever. So, that is like festival for the eyes. Once Janinivas Prabhu asked this question, devotees said, what should we meditate, how should we feel when we come in front of the Lord to take darshan of the Lord? Janinivas Prabhu said, actually you should faint. Whenever you see and come take darshan of the Lord, what should happen? Actually we should faint. That means one should actually go into trance, and he, of course, that is may not be possible for those who are, you know, practicing devotees, but that is our goal, that one day we will faint in front of the Lord. But in our conditioned state, we may fall flat and offer prayers. That's what we can do at present. But nevertheless, we have to do that. And in today's verse, the ladies of Dwarka, it is mentioned that they are not satiated, although they see Krishna every single day. And it is as if they are seeing him for the first time. For every day, single day, every single day, they are beholding the beauty of the Lord. But however, they are not at all satisfied. They are not satiated. And that is because Krishna is ever fresh. It is said that Nitya Nava Navayamana. Krishna is always youthful and always ever fresh. And that is the reason why the devotees of Dwarka, they were relishing that beauty of Krishna. So therefore, they were never satisfied. And devotees, sometimes they have this question that how can we, concentrate better on chanting the holy names? Why my mind is not, I am not unable to chant, attentively? We hear these kind of questions. But so far nobody has asked this question. Is there any new mantra other than this? We are enough of, we are tired of this mantra. We don't hear such questions. At least I have not heard. That means devotees, they may have difficulties to continue to chant Hare Krishna attentively. However, they know, at least, some part of their heart, they have realized that here is the nectar. Of course, they may not be able to attentively chant the holy names. And if somebody is unable to do something, then there is a tendency to switch over, isn't it? You want to switch over. If not this one, why not other mantras? If not Krishna, then why not other demigods or some other god or some other person? Now, we don't hear such questions. Devotees are still accustomed to hear Krishna, chant Krishna's names, and also worship Krishna. Although they may not be successful in their initial efforts. If we are unable to actually concentrate on the holy names, and actually when we come in front of the Lord, we are very soon we become, kind of, okay, now we have taken darshan, now let's go. Yeah, initially that is the case, what can we do? But we should also know that if you are unable to, release the beauty for a long period of time of the Lord and chant the holy names continually, that is only because of offenses. Offenses to the holy name, offenses to the Vaishnavas. And it should remind us that, because of these offenses, actually I am unable to relish the beauty of the Lord. We may be, looking at the Lord, but we are not actually relishing. It is as if, a bottle of honey is licked from outside. Yeah, we think that we are licking. Of course, the honey is right there. We are looking at it, but still we are unable to actually taste the nectar of the honey. Isn't it? So that is because of offenses. But however, we see that some devotees are not like that. They are in a different category altogether. Why? Because we have heard that some devotees like Srila Prabhupada disciples, they read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Nectar of Devotion. They complete all these books every single year. Isn't it? One may read these books at least, his entire lifetime, if he can complete all these books, that is also a great achievement. But there are devotees right in our ISKCON movement, they complete all these books every single year, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, and other books, completely. Because they have understood that here is the nectar, and actually if somebody is not relishing the nectar, where is the question of reading and rereading it, year after year after year? So of course we may not be able to, you know, relish these pastimes and, you know, behold the beauty of the Lord for a very long period of time, but at least we should know that some devotees are actually are into that. They're actually relishing it, they're actually seeing the Lord. So that should give us some hope that we can also achieve this stage, you know, in future. Initially, in our Krishna consciousness, everything appears very new, isn't it? Because we never saw this kind of deity being worshipped. Everything is new. Philosophy is new. Food habits are new. Association of people is new. Dress code is new. And lifestyle is totally new. Philosophy, everything. Everything becomes, you know, it appears new. So therefore people, many a time they become very much attracted and they come, they're welcome, they're very nice that they are getting attracted to Krishna consciousness in this way. But after some years, there is nothing new. The same morning program, the same Srimad Bhagavatam class, the same Bhagavad Gita class, and same deities, and same prasadam. Maybe, you know, on feast days, the one or two items here and there, but ultimately it is the same. And for every Janmashtami, the same Janmashtami katha goes on. And every Gaur Purnima with the same here, the same, you know, birth of Lord Chaitanya. Tadashtami, the same kind of pastimes are narrated. After, you know, few number of years, we come to know that there is nothing much, you know, there is only these only things that are repeated year after year after year after year after, like that. Of course, then the point is, one should go deeper into what we have so far explored. So, in one of our Brahmacharya classes, we were discussing, Gaurang Prabhu was telling that Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtana Bhagavata Shravana Mathura Vasa Srimurthira Shraddhaya Sivana. Isn't it? Shri Sanatana Goswami. Lord Chaitanya was instructing Sanatana Goswami. He speaks about these five important items of devotional service. The discussion was that we have to land our plane after, you know, hovering around, going everywhere and seeing everything from the top. Ultimately, we have to land our plane on one of these items, one or two items. Or at least, there are other way of telling the same thing. Nine kinds of, no, devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. After, you know, exploring, after understanding the philosophy and festivals and this and that, so many things, Krishna consciousness, we have to land our plane at least after some time in one of these. We cannot be hovering around all the time. We cannot be exploring all. There is, in that sense, we have seen everything. Now the time is that we have to concentrate one or many, as many, as much as possible on these items. Then, then actually we can start, you know, actually understanding the process of bhakti and entering into the process of bhakti. We can also actually start relishing Krishna consciousness. Sooner or later, we'll have to develop this higher taste. And of course, there is no other way than to develop higher taste. Therefore, Vedanta Sutra says, Avritti Asakrut Upadeshat. Avritti Asakrut Upadeshat. What does it mean? Avritti means repetition. Asakrut is continuous and Upadeshat instructions. All the Vedic literatures have given instructions. And what is that? Continuously we have to hear and continuously we have to chant the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. That means avritti, there is same repetition of the same thing. Not once or twice, but continuously, asakrit. Sakrit is once, asakrit means continuously doing the same thing. And this is the Upadesha. This is the only Upadesha which all the Vedic literatures are giving. That to continuously hear and chant the glories of the Lord. And that may appear, you know, initially, you know, very tiring or boring. But that is only because of we are unable to actually appreciate the holy name. That is only because of our anarthas. However, when we continuously chant these glories and names of the Lord, then soon we can actually relish these holy names. And actually it is mentioned there are three causes of dissatisfaction. Now we find dissatisfied in our sadhana, in our seva. And that is only because of three reasons. The first one is missing our priorities. When we miss our priorities, then we become satisfied. Secondly, we miss out our positions. That means missing out priorities means we understand that dharma, artha, kama, moksha. That is sufficient. Varnashrama, yes, that is sufficient. But not for very long period of time. Ultimately, we have to panchama purusharta we should try for. We cannot be happy with this dharma, artha, kama, moksha, ultimately. So, when we do that, then we are actually missing the principles, priorities. Then we miss positions. That means we equate Krishna with other demigods. The process of bhakti with other process like the karma kanda and jnana kanda and yoga. That is actually missing the positions. And also we think that people will be happy with all these sub-religious principles. Not Krishna consciousness is not so much needed. When we think like that, then we are actually misjudging the people. So actually this is the cause of actually Vyasadeva's dissatisfaction. Because he actually missed his priorities. Because he only glorified dharma, artha, kama, moksha. He did not glorify exclusively Krishna. So therefore, he was dissatisfied. He was dissatisfied also because of he missed the position of Krishna with other demigods. He glorified all demigods. Of course, Krishna also, but not exclusively he did not glorify Krishna. And he thought that just by giving these sub-religious principles, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, people will be happy. That was his calculation, but it was miscalculation. So although he did write all these Vedic literature, which are voluminous, enormous, but still he found himself dissatisfied because he had these three miscalculations. And if Vyasadeva is not satisfied and he is doing all these things, how can anybody in this world can think that he will be happy and satisfied when we miss out all these important things? That's not possible. So, worshipping of the demigods or even becoming atheist and sense gratification and thinking that other people will be happy even without Krishna consciousness, that is simply a total miscalculation, we can say like that. So, in one of his lectures, Radha Govinda Goswami Maharaj was telling that, he said in Hindi that, Reti ko matne se tel nikal sakta hai. It's not possible, by the way. Reti ko nikalne, matlab matne se, ya kutne se, tel nikal sakta, is it possible? Not possible. Then he said, Pani ko matne se ghee nikal sakta hai. Wo bhi sambhav hai. Although these are totally impossible, but he is saying that even if that happens, one cannot be happy without serving Krishna. Although these are impossible, and also becoming happy without serving Krishna is also impossible, but he is telling, he is going to the extent that one can find all these things which are highly impossible. And even if that becomes impossible, but it is not at all possible when we think that we can be happy without properly serving Krishna. That is not possible. And recently we just concluded Pandav Nirjala Ekadashi, isn't it? 12 hours kirtan from morning 9 a.m. to evening 9 p.m. Devotees chanted 64 rounds in the morning. or they continuously chanted even in the daytime. And they chanted sitting in this temple hall for 12 hours. Now, actually when we speak or when we sing, we need water even just to, because throat becomes dried up, we need to put a little water there. But devotees are happy chanting, even without there's no question of enough food. Many devotees, they do Nirjala Ekadashi. And in fact, we have heard that in Anand Brindavan Prabhu's place, hundreds of devotees are, you know, coming, you know, right in the morning, 5 a.m. in the morning, from different places. They come and sit and they chant 64 rounds, sometimes even more than that. And his standards are very high. Those who have gone there, we have understood. Very, very high standards. You cannot talk to anybody. You cannot do any other thing. You have to keep your mobile somewhere. And that nothing but you have to, you know, you have to sit down and chant. All these, you know, very strict rules are there. And devotees are happy following those rules. Isn't it? So that indicates that they are getting some juice out of it. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing all these austerities. Not one time, second time, every single time they are doing it. So therefore, there is hope that we can also actually attain this, you know, taste for the Holy Name. So thus it is concluded that sense gratification is only possible in one's youth. And that too, one will never be satisfied. One can go on trying and trying. By the end of that endeavor, one becomes deceased and soon he will die. However, devotional service can be performed till the fag end of life. No matter how one old is, how one is, you know, unable to actually perform his duties, but still he can. He has the enthusiasm to offer some service to Krishna. Of course, there are so many examples in our movement that how devotees, although they were in the 80s and 90s, they were still living in dham and doing, you know, simple, giving charanamrit kind of services. Although enthusiasm is there to do so many services. If not all those services, at least let me give charanamrit. The people sit from morning till evening and do. Giving charanamrit appears very simple and anybody can do it. Yes, it is simple, but at the same time, highest. There is nothing lowest or highest in devotional service. Everything is highest. Everything is important. But if somebody is able to do that service, even at the fag end of life, that means he has understood that the serving Krishna is my goal of my life, and if he has actually, if he is not relishing doing that service, he wouldn't be doing that, isn't it? And what to speak of our acharya like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who was 96 years old when he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita. He is writing such a masterpiece at the age of 96. And such a perfect literature, exemplifying the entire philosophy of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, isn't it? And Srila Prabhupada also in his 70s and 80s. On his deathbed he was lying down and he was giving purports to 10th canto, 14th chapter. That shows that the life is meant for what? Service. Not for sense gratification. Because sense gratification is only done in one's youth. One cannot do any more such activities in his old age. But devotional service can be rendered from the age of 5 till the fag end of life. However long one lives. And that is the extent, that is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. That one can render this service to their lordships. And in today's verse it is mentioned that the ladies of Dwaraka are seeing Krishna every day, but they are not at all satisfied or satiated. That is because, as we discussed, that Krishna is ever fresh, is ever youthful, and similarly materialists are also trying to do the same thing. Whatever they do in the morning, getting up, sipping their tea or coffee and reading newspaper and then doing their regular activities, and then whatever they do it regularly, the same activities. And here also devotees are, we are also trying to do the same activities. But the difference is, the materialists, they are trying to squeeze out the last drop of their, you know, sense gratification. And they end up getting frustrated, and there is so much of discomfort in their body, and minds are messed up, and life is like a total miserable thing, isn't it? That means what? Actually, they are looking for Krishna. Every living entity, Anandamayo Bhyasat, we are all searching for Ananda, our spiritual happiness, but in a wrong place. When one thinks that one can become happy in this material world, is totally misunderstood the philosophy of life. So, if I forget my keys in temple hall, then that is not going to, I am not going to get that anywhere except temple hall. If I have lost something in my whatever, in one particular place, I have to go to that particular place only, and then only I cannot search for anywhere else. So what we have lost with our loving object, Lord Krishna, within the spiritual world. And we are looking for Krishna actually when anybody does any kind of activity, is actually looking for Krishna. But only thing in a wrong place. Just like in Kumbh Mela, people go for Kumbh Mela. And sometimes they lose their, you know, belongings, mobile phone or keys, or sometimes their children are also, you know, they unable to find them. Then when they start searching for those things, whatever it is, key or this or that, then they're totally focused. Then there is no question of so much of sound and this and that, isn't it? Although there are 4 crore people assembled there, there is an estimation of so many people coming together. But somebody loses one's important object, to find that out is not a problem now. Now there is no distraction. He is fully concentrating to find that object. And we have lost our most lovable object, Krishna, and we are happily moving around in this material world. How is it possible? So therefore, if at all we want to find that object, that is also available. It is said that Naham tishthami vaikunte yoginam apirudeshva yatra gayanti madbhakta tatra tishthami narada. Where is that object available? In the association of devotees. Naham tishthami vaikunte. Here Lord Vishnu is telling, I am not available in Vaikuntha. Neither I am in the hearts of yogis who are meditating upon me. Yatra gayanti madbhakta tatra tishthami narada. Wherever my devotees are coming together and chanting my glories and hearing my glories, that is the place where I am available. That means if at all we have lost our object, the address is there where it is going to be available. That is in the association of devotees. So therefore, thanks to Srila Prabhupada, who has actually given us the association of devotees and these books and these deities and this wonderful culture of festivals and so many things, where we can find our last object, and thus we can become happy. Yeah, in our initial stages of bhakti, we will not be in a position to actually relish our services, but at least we should do it out of duty. Of course, there are 4 stages. Fear, reward, duty and love, isn't it? We cannot be chanting holy names or doing our seva out of fear. That will not go for a long period of time. Neither for reward. But at least we come to the level of duty. Yes, this is my duty, therefore out of duty I will chant my holy name. However I may feel distracted, I may not be able to actually concentrate on the holy names or whatever. So that may be because of so many unwanted habits cultivated for a long period of time, anarthas. So yeah, we are actually counteracting them when we chant the holy names. But out of duty we will chant. Of course, devotees, pure devotees, they will chant because not of any of these reasons, out of love they will do that. And here the devotees of Dwarka, they are actually, they have love for Krishna. So therefore they are looking at Krishna as if they are seeing Krishna for the first time. And even though they are seeing Krishna every single day, they are not satisfied. Because they are not seeing any material person or any object. They are actually seeing the supreme transcendental beauty of the Lord. So therefore, they also feel, you know, not very happy. They are not satisfied. Because there is so much to relish in Krishna's personality that how much, you know, two eyes can actually relish. Similarly, our Rupa Goswami has written that verse, Tunde Tandavini Ratham, isn't it? He says that how much, you know, I can relish these holy names. I have only 2 ears. I have only one tongue. How much I can relish? Because Krishna's beauty and his sweetness is so enormous that it is not possible for a conditioned soul or any devotee to actually completely relish it. That is not possible. So, when we do it out of duty, we actually get the blessings of seniors. No? We may be chanting holy names, sitting in the temple hall, we may be dozing off, but at least there are, I mean, Srila Prabhupada, of course, Garudji, Hanumanji, they are looking at us, isn't it? So if we are able to chant Hare Krishna somehow or other, sitting in the association of devotees, then what happens? Then we actually get their attention. Just like, you know, we heard this story of a small bird actually trying to empty the entire ocean. How is it possible for an ordinary small bird to empty the entire ocean? Not possible. Because she continuously tried, she did her best, therefore she actually was attracted by Garuda Dev himself, isn't it? So Garuda and Hanumanji, they are there to help those who are actually seek their help. So when we actually sit and chant, actually we are actually, in one sense, we want their attention. If we can somehow or other please them, convince them that actually I am sitting here, I am trying to do my best, but however myself I am unable to actually overcome all these impediments. So when we beg for their mercy, then of course the mercy is available. And we hear in 7th canto how Hiranyakashipu was trying so much to enjoy material senses. It said that Saitham Nirjitakakub Ekarana Ekarat Vishayan Priyan Yathapa Yathapa Bunjano Nat Atrupet Ajitendriya. He was totally frustrated, although he had 14 planetary systems under his control. He had everything to enjoy and quite a long period of time. And although he did it for so many years, but he was not satisfied because he was Ajitendriya. And the word na atrupet, he was not satisfied, he was not satiated because he was Ajitendriya. And here also we see that the word na vitruptenti. Here also the ladies of Dwarka, they are also not satiated. And there Hiranyakashipu is also not satisfied. Of course he was trying to enjoy his material sense gratification. Therefore he was frustrated. Therefore he was not satisfied. But however the ladies of Dwarka here, they are also not satisfied. And they are actually fully, you know, control their senses. That means they were actually, Goswami is like a devotee, fully control their senses. And even they are unable to actually satisfy themselves, because there is no limit to, you know, Krishna's these transcendental qualities. So these devotees of Dwarka, they were actually trying to concentrate on Krishna, and they felt dissatisfied, and only because Krishna is simply unlimited. And how much a living entity can actually absorb and relish Krishna? It's not possible. So Srila Prabhupada clarifies in one purport that it is said that just 1/12th of a second, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra koi, isn't it? Even lavamatra sadhu sangha, even 1/12th of a second is sufficient somebody to, you know, actually ignite that fire of devotion within the heart. And if that is not happening, what is the reason? And we may be drinking, you know, drums of charanamrut, mountains of prasad we may be eating, hundreds of yatra we may be doing. Of course, you do all those things. We may be chanting millions of rounds. But still, if one is unable to actually ignite the fire of devotion within, what is the reason? Srila Prabhupada clarifies that heart is wet with anarthas. When the heart is wet with anarthas, the wet grass cannot catch the fire. Only a dry grass will catch proper. Immediate fire, you don't have to work hard for that. There's a spark of fire, and the grass fully dried up. There's no question of, you know, not getting kindled. So immediately it will ablaze. There is. So therefore, as long as the heart is still infected with so many anarthas, it may take a long period of time. The wet grass will become, you know, semi-wet. Matlab, because we are trying to not put any more anarthas in the heart. So at least the previous anarthas will be there. So it will be drying up. It will take some time. And of course it will take long time to, you know, fully, to become totally dry. So we have to be patient until that time, that let it become completely dry. Then and that time we can actually see that, you know, spark of devotion within the heart. So we don't have to, of course that is very high stage of devotional service, but we may wait and actually see that time coming in our life. So again in 4th canto, Prachetas, they are praying to Lord Vishnu. Now after doing tapasya for 10,000 of year under the water, all the 10 Prachetas, although they are 10, but still they are together, they are, you know, hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. And after that, when Lord Vishnu comes in front of them, he says that because of your mutual cooperation, I am satisfied. Not because you went under, you know, water for 10,000 of years and you chanted, they chanted Rudra Gita, they chanted Vishnu's glories for such a quiet period of time, long period of time. Lord Vishnu actually clarifies, because you did it together, although you would have at least 10 different opinions, because they were 10. Although they were 10, but their intention and their concentration was one, to please the Lord. And they did it in complete cooperation. And because of that, Lord Vishnu appeared. And when he appeared in front of them, they actually prayed in so many verses, the beauty of the Lord, the mercy of the Lord. In one verse they say that Parijata Anjasa Labde Saranga Anyonya Sevate Tudangri Moola Masadya Sakshat Kinkim Runimahi. One of the famous verses. He says that honeybee is looking for nectar everywhere, here and there, everywhere. Because honeybee doesn't get, you know, proper honey anywhere, because all these flowers will have little bit or almost none of the honey. So therefore, honeybee has to travel from one flower to another and another like that. But if there is a good fortune for this honeybee, then he may come across a parijata tree, which is wish-fulfilling tree. And because it is wish-fulfilling tree, so it has unlimited quantities of nectar within it. And these prachyutas are actually comparing Lord's lotus feet to this parijata tree and parijata flower. So when one bumblebee comes to parijata flower, then there is no question of going to another flower, because there is abundant supply of honey in one single flower. And then he becomes completely satisfied. Similarly, when devotees, they take shelter of the lordships, their lotus feet, and then they actually they don't have to look for here and there for any other thing. So therefore, the good news is that we can actually reduce the holy name. We can actually release the beauty of the Lord, provided we become pure. And the bad news is that no matter how much one works hard to enjoy material sense gratification in this world in so many varieties, and the bad news is that simply it is not possible. The biggest examples of Hiranyakashipu and Ravana and all these people are there. So therefore, sooner or later we have to realize this fact. Good news and bad news. So when we understand these simple principles of Krishna consciousness, Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki jai, then actually we can relish our practice of Krishna consciousness and we can perfect our lives. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Granthara Śrīmad Bhāgavat Mahāpurāṇa ki jai. Hidāya Gaura Premānande.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram.